Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome aboard. I'm Bjorn Fredriksen, First Officer.
Captain George Garion, Research Ship Calvary. This is Able Seaman Jason Roberts and our engineer Peter McAlpine.
Yeah.
Your ship to shore out too?
Yeah. Do you know what happened?
No, sir. We do not.
In your hull?
A cannon. We were attacked.
Attacked? Out here? By whom?
By pirates. Or by people who dressed up like pirates. We think they're a biker gang. They shot with a real cannon.
Wait, a biker gang?
Yeah, very unexpected. They separated the men from the women, and they took the women.
Women? You had women on board?
Yeah. What about your communication systems? Are they down, too?
Yeah, everything. So you've had no contact with the ship?
No, nothing. No actors.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Our communication system. Also, what about GPS?
We lost all contact last night. Weird as all goodness. You have no idea what's going on.
No idea.
Is that a bullet?
Yeah.
I have a fully trained medic on board. Can bleed you.
Yeah, thank you, but... they bloody killed six of us.
Sorry.
May the Lord bless and keep them in his infinite mercy.
What can we do to help?
Can you be so kind? Can you help me repair the hull? Our equipment is damaged, and if you could please spare some food. I mean, ours is stolen.
Absolutely. Guess we won't be doing much research. I'll leave Mr. McAlpine here and send over what you need. If you need anything else, let me know. Will you join me for dinner, Captain?
Yeah, you know, I'm not the captain. I'm just acting the captain.
They got him too, did they? Sorry.
Hey, where's Dr. Okeda?
Something bothering you, Mr. Roberts?
Something real weird there, sir.
Different cultures here. Let's be charitable.
You think I should mention it to the party officer?
Oh, good grief. Please don't. At least not yet.
God Almighty, grant us the grace and wisdom to know thy purpose in these uncertain days, and to discover thy divine will.
Amen.
If it be thy will that thy purpose be unknown to us, then tell us, Lord, that we may fall before thee in awe and obedience.
Amen.
Captain!
You got a plan here, old man?
We have no advantage. We
you're going to make me. We're going to outnumber them. We'll open the door suddenly when they press on it. We'll let one of them in, then we'll close it again. You four, you close the hatch when we have him. Then you must get behind it and keep it closed. The rest of you, throw yourselves onto him and tackle him to the ground. Yes? Get ready. We must close the hatch again, okay?
But when we've got him, what do we do?
I'll deal with him.
You're sure we can help with your leg, Mr. Fredrickson? Dr. Leonard is a medical doctor as well as our chief scientist.
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you, Captain. We get the bullet out.
I'll take a little moss, at least.
Moss? No, thank you. The fish is good enough.
good one. So that's a real old-fashioned cannonball we pulled from your hold.
Yeah, we don't understand who they are. As soon as we repair, they're going to follow them and get back the rest of the crew.
I wish we could help you further, but we have to get back to port as soon as possible to clarify what's going on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Makings. Let us pray. O Lord, we humbly ask you to bless these men and their vessel and pray that they may return home safe after their encounter with the black heathens.
Amen.
Amen.
Please, Captain, dig in.
Oh, that's very delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To quote Whitman, an army marches on its stomach, even a scientific one.
Yes, very true. What is this we're eating?
You know, I'm not sure.
Ganses, I think.
I don't ask. We are blessed to have a brilliant cook. So, do you have any thoughts about what's going on out there?
No, we got no contact with port. We thought maybe nuclear war, but I don't think that's possible.
Nuclear is what we thought at first, but...
No, the Mongols wouldn't dare.
Yeah?
Let me ask you something on the level. Does this seem even close to normal to you?
This? I mean, you mean...
The world. Anything. It's like looking at something through deep water.
Yeah, I'm glad you say so, because no, nothing is normal. What can I say? You know, maybe we get to port and someone will explain us what's going on.
I really doubt that somehow. Have you seen anything else unusual out there?
Yeah, unusual? You mean...
Pirates in the Arctic? That's one thing. But have you seen anything that you might call truly unnatural? I think you know what I mean, sir.
We've seen this light over the Arctic Circle.
That's more than a light. Right above the Arctic Circle, almost like it was drawn there.
Yeah. Yeah, you think it's a projection of some sort?
What could project that, then? And then we saw creatures. Have you seen any? Any unusual wildlife?
No, I don't think so. Why? Have you seen?
Big, never-before-seen creatures.
So you've seen whales, maybe?
Okay. I'm a scientist, Captain. I know what whales looked like. These weren't just extinct. They were new, like nothing known to science.
Exactly.
Yeah? What did they look like?
Like the upheaval of an island.
I tell you, some years ago, I served on the St. George on the Erythraean Sea. We were attacked by a shoal of Mesonicotuthis. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but they are big.
No, I've never seen...
This was nothing like that. Much bigger. It came and went without so much as a whirlpool. A monster polyp, sir.
Yes. So what do you think it is?
An omen.
Somebody shot an albatross?
Pardon me? A what?
Like, you know, the... Yeah, just a
joke. I'll tell you what I think. I think that something like this can only be his doing. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but look at the evidence. Sodom and Gomorrah, the flood, fall of Jericho.
You mean in the Bible?
Tell me any of the sins then were any worse than the ones committed in recent times. There is no piety anymore. Am I right?
Just weld it, man. You're not icing a fucking cake. No. Okay, now that's it.
You
sure use a lot of profanity, sir, and I sure wish you wouldn't.
Aye, well, wishing a pot and see if it fills up.
Hey, mate.
Hello?
Hey, mate.
Hello?
Here, May. May, I am Alketa, May.
Where are you?
Can you see me? May?
No, where are you?
May, I can't explain. I am...
Dr. Alketa, hello? Oh, shit. Dr. Alketa, if you're there, try grabbing this beaker.
The Americans on the ship.
Dr. Alketa.
May. Please, the Americans on the ship. Leave, May. Leave.
All done. Sure did a lot of damage for an old-style cannonball.
Aye, all right. We'll get you back to your ship.
No problemo.
Hi. Oh, great. That looks better. Hey, Alan, can I talk to you for a second?
What is this? What's going on? Cover yourself, woman.
What?
Cover yourself! What is this doing here?
Calm the fuck down. She doesn't bite.
Why is she so shameless? Cover yourself, whore!
What?
Don't speak to me, you slut Jezebel! Stay back. McAlpine to Calvary. They have uncovered females on board. Repeat, there is a...
Shit, what the hell was that about? I think we need to get away from them now.
Aye. One small problem.
Sorry about that, Captain. It seems there was a problem with your repairs. Captain, did I hear you correctly? You said you had women on board?
Yeah.
So, well, they would be your wives, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah, not our wives, no. Yeah, just crew.
Crew?
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean?
Crew, what it means.
So let me understand this. You had women on board as crew, unmarried.
Yes, we had women, we had crew, not married. Before they get married, they're not bloody married.
You admit to having unmarried women aboard?
Oh, come on, what's the bloody problem? Yes, unmarried bloody women.
The problem, sir, is that it is against the Concord of Christ, to which your pissant country is also a signatory.
Come on, what's this shit about? Why is everybody talking crazy?
For a man's wife shall be united to him and remain in his home until she be wed or by leave of her husband or by leave of her father or by leave of the eldest son. Glenn,
okay, yes, I'll go back to the Venus. Thank you for your dinner.
Mr. Eggleton, put this heathen in the brig.
What? With what authority?
Under the authority of the government of the Concord of Christ, to which your backward country is a signatory. Take him to the brig.
What signatory? What is everybody talking about? I'm a bloody Norwegian man!
The Light of September is funded by its audience. To find out how you can get involved and help us to make more episodes, please go to www.radiostatic.co.uk.
We would like to thank the following people whose generosity made this episode possible. Keith Roberts, Gregory Wellman, Lost Wizard Marjorie Milner, Ian McIntyre, Paula Manley, Aviva Cato, Beth Riggs, Laurie Bourne, Robert Makins.
Radiostatic.co.uk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.